Thursday night at the Music Gallery. I think that about wraps things up. So we have no theme music. We have no introduction, no theme music. No, we don't want it. Let's just go right into it. Are you ready? Yeah? You want to take your seat?
No, we need theme music.
Theme music?
Special satellite broadcast.
You want to bring it in then?
Yeah.
Okay, just a sec. I've got some theme music coming in. We'll be right back.
Farthest left, KLM, KLM, farthest left from the FM dial. The Exodus have landed. Earth under their control.
Microphone, which I
the mic that works.
Used last week with Jim.
You're talking to the mic that works.
Yeah, now...
Oh, you're really taking on this mellow...
Yeah.
Bob, okay.
Well, I think I have something to say today, like I did last week. Do you remember... No, I can't bring up that topic yet. It's out of order. It's a little messy here, the notes. All right. Mike, have you heard the story?
Talk to me, Bob.
Yeah, about the big-hearted surgeon... when confronted with patients who couldn't afford a surgery, offered to touch up their x-rays for free. Have you heard of that story?
Yeah.
Well, obviously a joke, right?
I didn't know Bob had a sense of humor.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm going to destroy that impression right now because I'm going to explain the joke. A joke is a percept. Percept is...
You had to be there.
Mythic. That means it includes the causes and effects of an event, this complex process, compresses it into mythic storyline. That's the nature of percept. That's the nature of a joke as percept. But the important thing to explain is the grievance underlying any joke. Now let's break this myth apart. You have a big-hearted surgeon. You have x-rays offered for free to a patient who can't afford them. So he offers to touch them up. Now, the x-ray is the key symbol here. This is self-referential almost. The x-ray is a symbolic symbol. It comes out of the ideogrammic principle. In other words, when you look at an x-ray, invented in 1895, it's a superimposition of images. Images on top of each other and transparent, right? Now, the symbolist tradition discovered that through the ideogrammic principle. You juxtapose a ratio of images to create a certain effect. It's interesting that this idea surfaced before the X-ray did in 1895. Symbolist operated several decades before that. Especially Mallarmé, with his work in the 1880s. In other words, they came up with the poetic technique of the X-ray before the technology surfaced. We had the effect precede the cause. Now, many people at the turn of the century found Cubist art, modern art, symbolist art, hard to deal with. But they didn't realize that it was just replaying the newspaper image. The newspaper merged and mated with the electric telegraph, created an X-ray of cultures on a planetary scale. Okay? So you see, the X-ray is a juxtaposition of images. Now, artistically used in the writing medium, you can show the effect of the electric X-ray by juxtaposing images from cultures all across the planet. So that's just an exegesis on the word X-ray in this choke. Okay? Now, let's deal with a surgeon, obviously a specialist, dealing with patients who can't afford surgery. Surgeons deal with electric hardware and software. Hardware and software. The electric interval varies between the hardware part and the electronic component. The effects of electricity is to make a post-industrial hardship situation for all levels of society, which were developed in a hierarchical form under the industrial technological effect, where affluence created its complementary opposite, poverty. Now, the electric environment goes around the hardware effect. The industrial electric environment makes hardship for everybody. The rich man becomes the harassed bureaucrat, running committees like the Trilateral Commission and the Secret Council of Ten, which I'm a member of. All right?
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, sure, interrupt.
Are you actually a member of the Secret Council, or are you...
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I mean, I work my way into it.
What's the point of the election, then?
Well, to become chairperson.
Chairperson of the Secret Council.
No, that's good. You bring up another effect of the electric implosion. Since software is...
I did?
Yes, you did. I'll explain it. See, this is a juxtaposition and symbolic technique of speech and exegesis. In other words, I'm X-raying the process today via speech, all right? Now, you just mentioned, how can I be on the council? The council is imploding. There were 10, now it's 10 little Indians. As the software monster effect subsumes the hardware bureaucracy and inner elitism and hierarchy, then the chairs, the 10 council, 10 erode one by one. So the game is to be in the chair, the last one. And that is, you know, prefigured in the Book of Revelations by the Antichrist.
Yeah. Co-authored by Agatha Christie.
And me. Yeah. And me. Yes. Now, fitting its wake has another interpretation, projection into the Antichrist phenomenon, which is HCE, here comes everybody. Because the hierarchy disappears, so everybody creates the electric environment, participates in it, in the global theater as an actor. So we are all manifestation of the Antichrist phenomenon. So you see that. Now back to the point of the surgeon being a specialist.
Are you going to be much longer? Or
yes, well, quite long.
Are you?
What time do you
have?
I'd like
to run the tape today.
I know you do.
You've been going over lately.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, so what time is it?
It's 20 minutes to, 19 minutes to.
Well, give me another minute.
Okay.
So I'll continue it after, but just a
little. Yeah, no, I don't.
You have the surgeon being sympathetic and offering to touch up. The specialist sympathetic to the role-playing non-specialist. Both are victims to the electronic software effect. But the old hierarchy hangs around. Now, he can touch up the X-ray. What is that? That's information overload. That is making as opposed to matching. In other words, we can make up in our discarnate electric condition the effect of the old hardware symptom of surgery. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Start the tape.
That's it?
Well, I'll continue.
Okay. Let's set this up, because we haven't done this for a while now, have we? You didn't do it last week. Yeah, I don't think we did it.
Yeah, we played the tape last week.
Not this tape, though.
Oh, okay. You're going to go back to the other one?
Yeah, I'd like to.
This is Stang's Hour of Slack, I assume.
Yeah. KPFA. That's not the station, is it? No, that's the extra station. What's the station he's on in Dallas?
Oh, I don't know. I sold it.
Okay, well, anyway, there's also excerpts here from KPFA.
I sold it, Mike.
The hour of Slack, and it's tape number 79 of hundreds of hours of Slack.
And it's your tape, right? You're so keen to play your tape.
Okay, I understand you have some of these tapes now, is that right?
I'm not commenting on that, Mike.
We'll talk about this later?
Yeah.
And their P.O. box number. You got that pencil ready? This is their P.O. box number, not ours. This is where you can order these shirts. Is P.O. box 595-148, Dallas, Texas.
That apparently were too intense for some of our listeners. Because we care about your patronage. Just like
okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yo. Any comments? You want to go back to the your joke?
It got a little better at the end of the tape, but the first part, is this still the introductory tape that you're playing?
No, there's no introductory tape. This is just tape number 79. It's a 79th show. I mean, it's not a...
He's still trying to explain basic concepts of Slack. It's very slow.
But remember, you have to, you pick up new listeners along the way every day.
You have you don't. You never pick up any new listeners.
You lose new listeners every day. You have to try to get them back.
Okay. Remind them where they were.
Did the name W. Terrence Gordon...
You didn't answer that. I said to remind them where they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Does the name what?
W. Terrence Gordon mean anything to you?
Yep.
What?
Well, he didn't go to school with me, but he did compete with me for a college president.
Is that right?
Yes. That was in Dobbstown, Dobbstown University.
Yeah.
Why?
Near Bedford?
Yeah.
Nova Scotia?
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Terry, we had to kill him. Is he claiming he's still here?
Yeah, there's a letter in the Globe.
From Terry.
W. Terrence Gordon.
Oh, come on.
What's it about McLuhan?
Well, see what I mean? It's a disaster body. He's realizing Bob was right, and he's talking dogma. Yeah. Talking martial dogma. So what was the grievance? Yeah. Dave, do you have a question?
Oh, we should introduce our guest.
No, just let them voice their question.
Let's call him Dave.
All right, Dave, any questions?
Not right this moment.
Ian, I think you might have a question.
His eyes are...
Many questions, but oddly enough, none of them surfacing at this time. Why don't you just proceed, Bob?
All right, yeah, thank you. Good question.
Okay.
What was the grievance?
Oh, it's a long and involved, but I can show you after the show.
No. I mean the grievance of my theme. Yeah, remember? I was talking about the... I guess I have to replay it because many listeners have tuned out, so I should restate... The joke we are exegeting.
No. Percept versus concept.
Right, we'll deal with that. The joke is, did you hear the story of the big-hearted surgeon, when confronted with patients who couldn't afford surgery, offered to touch up their x-rays for free? Now explain how x-ray was preceded as an effect by the symbolist poets, all right? Mallarmé and the Boyce. Now, today, under satellite conditions and global theater conditions, all cultures are x-rayed. Therefore, best at all, cultures can be anti-environments, all right, as art form, anti-environments. Therefore, artists, scientists, businessmen, poor people, nature itself, though it's strained because it's basically a dropout under satellite conditions.
So all of Bob's
all
creatures.
Of those, all of, very good, Mike, very good. All of Bob's creatures are forced to be anti-environments in the old artistic form and style, and be propagandistic about themselves. All right? Now, the only way to get around that is to converge them through understanding Bob, which is process pattern recognition, which is myth-making. Now, remember, one of the meanings for the Greek word mythos was word. Bob is a word. Bob is a myth. As I explained earlier, myth is cause and effect compressed together. Now, when I'm on the air, I'm mythic. I include both the effects and the causes via percepts, which are jokes, right? Now, I'm the Cecil Taylor of humor today, because it's hard to get the punchline. It's weaving in and out, the old melody, the old road, the storyline, weaving in and out. So the punchline is mythic. It's Bob. It's me.
It's free.
It's serious. It's free, yes.
Improvised.
Yes, it's no script.
That's a beautiful analogy. I'm quite moved by that Cecil Taylor comparison.
Just think of it.
He's a great man. It's, you're well to compare yourself to him, I think.
When he wanted me to be in the group, He asked me in his group, this was 1975 at the old five spot. I dropped in for a little back room talking. He said, he and his boys go in the closet for a minute and they come back out. And he says, Bob, want to be in the group? I said, sure. What do you play, Bob? I said, I play radio, Cecil. And he laughed and laughed and laughed, and they had to cancel the second half of the gig.
Yeah, because he laughed.
He played with me.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful. That's now, good. So X-ray, you're looking at the clock. What is it, 600?
No, 558.
Ah, good, 2 minutes. So to wrap in here, Bob is myth, Bob is percept, the surgeon, hardware specialist, dealing with an electric environment, offering his services to a patient who, due to the electric effect, suffers under inflation, has no money, right? Money, old hardware, doesn't exist under software conditions. He offers to touch up the X-ray. Now, that is something that has no hardware reference point, doesn't refer to his body, but it communicates because it's dealing with his image, the patient's image, which is the closest visualization and complement you can get to the discarnate experience that patient and the doctor, surgeon, are experiencing, which is everywhere at once in a tactile situation. Super angel, right? These themes have come up before, and they have to be reiterated. Because under electric conditions, you're losing listeners as well as gaining them.
Well, Bob, I got a question.
Yes, okay.
Let's go to our caller, Dave.
Do you think that the separation of the hardware and software accounts for the incredible environmental damage that's occurring around us without us really realizing it?
Oh, Dave, it's a good joke. Yeah, explain that joke, Dave.
We have only a minute. Can you ask
Yes, the problem is that hardware and software are incompatible, right? And nature as a sub-environment. Remember nature as a frame.
Remember nature.
Yes. Remember nature
as, forget.
As a framed artifact of the Greek phonetic alphabet. It's just a minor product of visual space and subsumed within the hardware category, right, Dave? So software destroys not only mechanical hardware, but nature itself, all right? Now, that means that we have to turn off the electric environment. That means we got to turn off CKLN. We have to make this a campaign in the next fundraising. We will join in, like joining the Sandinistas, like joining any cause you're involved in. You must work with them and what they want. We have to tell the monster media to turn themselves off as well as offer ourselves up. All right? And in that way, we can have a... An electric fast, which will make us aware, which resonates with Dave's question, makes us aware of the new water we're swimming in, the electric water. Otherwise,
in analogy,
human, human existence is finite. Human existence cannot exist at the speed of light. And this is, Bob can only handle this with your support. And it's not depressing. It's just a very Herculean task.
This man is weeping. I wish you could see this, ladies and gentlemen.
I must clean out the Herculean. The Augustan stables only
once. Okay, Bob. All right. Let's deep breath and...
Did we win the election?
I don't like seeing you this way. It tears me apart.
I think we won.
Dewey elected.
Yes. Pre-percept. I'm so happy. My tooth ecology, media ecology is ours. At electric information speeds, art and nature and science will converge by understanding me and me Daya. Bob.
You going to New York to hang out with Frank?
Don't you bring that up.
Praise Bob.
Yeah.